The Army Corps of Engineers says the Arkansas River at Fort Smith and Van Buren crested this morning at just below 41 feet after several days of flooding. That's about a foot and a half lower than earlier estimates, but still 20 feet above flood stage, breaking a previous record of 38 feet. According to the city of Fort Smith, the water has damaged nearly 1,000 structures. More than 600 of those structures are homes. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek went to Fort Smith yesterday, where residents are under a flash flood watch until tomorrow morning.
That's the sound of the Arkansas River rushing under the Garrison Avenue Bridge between Fort Smith and Oklahoma. The bridge has been closed to traffic for several days, but pedestrians have been allowed to walk across it to see the historic flooding for themselves. Meanwhile, just a few blocks down from the riverfront, volunteers are filling sandbags and hauling them to the side of the road for residents who are doing what they can to protect their properties from flooding.
I got it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In the same parking lot, another group of volunteers is busy cooking and packaging food that's going to be delivered to several feeding centers across the city.
And it's difficult to say what that recovery period is going to look like.
That's Fort Smith Mayor George McGill.
But what we are in control of is how we respond. And if we respond in an exceptional way in this crisis, those are the things that would define our community for decades.
And McGill says they're already putting services in place for when the river starts receding in the next few days.
We have a great team. We've come together to try to make this thing as painless as possible. We have the boots on the ground. And so we want to make sure that our citizens are informed and that we are directing them in the right directions to get the service and meet the needs that they may have during this crisis.
McGill says a multi-agency center will be set up in the Sears building at Central Mall, where residents will be able to get assistance as they begin to clean up and rebuild.
Our emergency services are going to be protecting your property against possible looting or things like that. But I would certainly contact your insurance company and file a claim, whether you have flood insurance or not.
Stan Snodgrass, Fort Smith's director of engineering, says his department is also monitoring the levee to make sure it's protecting the city from further flooding.
We've been working with a Corps of Engineers. They've came up, they've driven them, we're inspecting them multiple times a day and at night.
The levee starts under the Garrison Avenue Bridge and extends 5 miles north along Riverfront Drive.
They're being tested to their max, so obviously we need to try to, you know, keep track on, particularly on the one where the walking trail is. It's got a lot of water pressure that's pushing against that, so we need to keep an eye on it, for probably a couple of weeks till the water starts receding.
Snodgrass says so far the levee is fine, but engineers are keeping an eye out for any signs of weakness.
Well, they're looking to see, if you've got any areas that are sloughing, any areas that water's coming through, any areas that potentially waterside that could be, being washed out along the edges, just that kind of stuff. Any movement, depression, that type of stuff. So.
Snodgrass adds their other concern is the rain that's been predicted for Fort Smith today.
You know, obviously, if we get say very, very heavy rains, then we're not going to be able to keep up, and it's going to cause backup in the areas that are current. There are areas that are inside the levee that are currently not flooding. If you're in a flood zone and you've not flooded with the impeding rain, you just, be alert, pay attention. A lot can happen real quick when the systems are already full.
For those who haven't been affected by the flooding and are looking to help, Mitzi Little, the marketing director for the United Way of Fort Smith area, says the organization is coordinating the volunteer effort.
We have a registration page on our website that they can go to and register. At this point, the volunteer opportunities are limited because we're still at the beginning of this. As this is going to be a long-term, deal, basically. And we're going to need volunteers for a long time.
Little says the United Way is working to set up a volunteer intake center in the coming days. But in the meantime, they are taking monetary donations, which can be made by texting FLOOD 2019 to 91999.
And all of the proceeds that come in from those donations are going to go out 100% to the agencies and you know, that are helping with the victims of the floods. United Way will not have any overhead. We don't have any overhead anyway at this United Way. We're blessed with an endowment that takes care of all of that. So 100% of any donation that is given to this number, Flood 2019, is going to go to flood victim assistance.
Little, who spoke with us at the Fort Smith Convention Center, says right now the organization is focusing on making sure displaced residents have places to get food.
Trent Goins and OK Food are across the street from us right now cooking, and that's going out to different food stations. We have volunteers that are helping with that.
One of those feeding stations can be found at the Grand Avenue Baptist Church, where Don Lehman is the executive pastor.
Anybody that's affected in the area can come to Grand Avenue Baptist Church and get a hot meal. We'll be serving lunch at noon and dinner at 6 p.m. Every day through at least this coming Sunday. Anybody, victims and volunteers, are all welcome to come for a hot meal.
The church is located down the road from several streets that have been barricaded to keep people away from the water just beyond them.
Probably about a mile and a half away, there's a creek that has backed up from the Arkansas River that's backed up into neighbors' yards and into homes. So folks fairly close by who thought they would never flood because they're so far from the river, suddenly they have water in their house.
Lehman says the church is also gearing up to help those residents once the flooding goes down.
Long term, though, what we're going to be doing now is getting ready for what we call mud out, which is cleaning out flooded houses, pulling everything out of houses, the rebuilding process that's going to take weeks and weeks.
Lehman says it'll be another week to 10 days before they'll start sending out teams of trained volunteers.
And we will train teams through the Arkansas Baptist Disaster Relief. We'll train teams that go in, and they're trained to clean, to kill mold, to safely dispose of stuff that's been flooded, to kind of prevent disease, things like that. So we'll train teams that will go in and start helping people get their lives back together.
Mayor George McGill says if there's a silver lining to the flooding, it's the way it's brought people together.
There's a grit about Fort Smith, and the people rally at the right time. It's been amazing what I've seen as I moved about, seeing people come together, bagging sand, feeding their neighbors, and they've done it with a spirit that's hard to explain.
And McGill says they're ready to deal with whatever they find after the Arkansas River settles back into its banks.
Floods leave massive damage. And so what we want to do is stay the course, and we don't want to become complacent in the things that we know we need to do. And we'll work real hard not to get tired. And I think at the end of the day, Fort Smith will be much stronger than she's ever been.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
The Arkansas Highway Department briefly closed the I-540 and Midland bridges between Fort Smith and Van Buren Monday night. Those reopened yesterday after it was determined the bridges are fine. The threat of flooding now moves downstream. The water has already topped levees in Logan and Perry counties. Governor Asa Hutchinson declared a state of emergency earlier this week. And yesterday, President Trump tweeted that FEMA and the federal government will do whatever is necessary to help out with what has turned out to be record flooding.